Heavy rain and severe wind gusts moved across much of the valley last night, knocking down trees and power lines. This morning, SRP and APS have fewer than 300 customers without power. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to talk about today's cleanup and what's ahead. Christina, what's going on out there?
Well, the good news is the number of people is significantly lower than last night, those without power. The not-so-good news, some of those SRP customers will be without power until noon or later. And in the case of APS, they're estimating it could be as late as tonight.
So I saw a lot of debris on the roadway driving in this morning. What did you see when you were coming in?
Probably a lot of the same things that you did, branches in the road. I actually pulled over before I pulled into the station to talk to Ron Stinson. He's the groundskeeper at Rio Salado College, where we're located. He was clearing the sidewalk.
Two large down eucalyptus branches and a Palo Verde that's broke in the last storm and just wasn't strong enough to withstand this one. So,
Stinson says the trees will be chipped for mulch, and it could be a busy week for him. The National Weather Service says we have a 30 to 40% chance of storms tonight and tomorrow.
Now, we know how challenging it can be to predict where and when monsoon storms will hit. What do we know about last night in terms of strength and about location?
I spoke with Jarrett Rogers. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based out of Phoenix. He says last night's storm developed in the eastern part of the valley, moved to central and downtown Phoenix, and then over to the west side. It really covered a wide area.
That's classified as a severe wind gust. So at that wind speed, you can knock down trees, especially the Palo Verde trees, which are pretty common around here. So it's definitely a severe wind gust that can cause damage.
And the wind gust that he's talking about there is more than 60 miles per hour. He said Sky Harbor last night around 10 o'clock reported 61 miles per hour.
And Christina, we're under a flash flood watch until 10 tonight. Is that right?
Right. And when it comes to urban areas, we know that fast, heavy rainfall can really overwhelm drainage systems and lead to flooded streets.
A good reminder for drivers to avoid flooded streets. Just takes a few inches to sweep a vehicle away. KJZZ's Christina Estes, thanks.
You're welcome.
And crews continue working to dry out Burton Barr Central Library after storms on Saturday night caused extensive flooding there. Officials believe a burst fire sprinkler is to blame, and the library remains closed indefinitely. With me for an update is Lee Franklin, Community Relations Manager for Phoenix Public Library. And Lee, what is the state of things this morning at the library?
Well, I was able to confirm or check in with our incident command that the repair work that they were able to do, minimal repair work, basically what they did on the roof of Burton Barr Central Library yesterday was assess the damage and start to make plans for what the damage is and the best way to address it, but then also to secure the roof the best way that we could in the day that we had to ensure that there would be no further damage or water access with the forecasted storms that we had that we then saw last night. So as of this morning, the bit that they were able to get out and assess and look at, it looks like we did not have any additional damage from last night's rain.
How much water is currently in the building?
I don't have an actual number. We were slowly getting access to different parts of the building throughout the day yesterday. We do know that the water that came in Saturday night was coming in at a rate of about 50 to 60 gallons a minute. So there was quite a bit. And the way that the building is structured, the floor of the fifth floor, it has a big crawl space underneath it, which allows for us to do a lot of the computer wiring and stuff. And so once the water got in there, it was able to spread quite a bit. So we did have water on all five floors.
Do you have a sense of the extent of the damage as far as technology, wiring, computers, things like that, infrastructure, the building itself, maybe books or other parts of the library's collection?
We do know that portions of the library's collection were exposed quite a bit to a lot of water, and that was also part of the assessment yesterday was making sure every section where we have actual physical materials, was it exposed to water or not. So far, what we're able to determine from our electrical infrastructure, especially like our computer systems and stuff, is that they were in areas that did not get as much water exposure. So that was a little bit of news that we were happy with yesterday. And part of the rest of the electrical throughout the whole building is they're still assessing that and getting out to all of the different back in all the areas where they're not as easily accessible on a regular basis. So right now it looks like our computer systems and that kind of infrastructure did not get as much damage. But we do know that a lot of our materials collection, because it's out in the open and it's out and readily available, did get exposed to a decent amount of water.
Do you yet have a cost estimate for repairs?
No, we don't have anything specific yet. That's part of what we're doing over yesterday and then into the rest of this week, is to get the expertise and the resources that are the best at coming in and looking at that. And that will be a progression as we get connected. You know, we find one thing, we get a resource and the expertise to come in and follow that and look further.
Lee Franklin with Phoenix Public Library. Lee, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.